Good morning, everybody. This is Becky Speet, the Christian Direct Seller, and I am thrilled, tickled, honored, excited, and could not wait to jump out of bed this morning because today's a day that I get to serve the Lord and I get to be with each one of you and really fulfill my call and my destiny that the Lord has placed within my spiritual DNA and in my heart. And you're just a part of that, and I want to thank you for participating on our calls. This morning, we took some great praise reports. God's already making divine connections and took some prayer requests as well. And so it's just an honor to pray for you. The prayer portion is not recorded on this portion of the call, so you've got to join us live. If you're listening to this as a recording, make sure that you join us live for that part. But today we're going to be talking about really trying to discover, is God interested in your financial success? I know that when I grew up, I thought all Christians were poor and that it was a cool thing to be poor as a poor Christian. And I was totally, I'm saying it's a lot more fun to have a little bit of cash and be a Christian than it is to have none. I'm just going to put it out there right up front. And so I wanted to know exactly what does God say about money and how does he really feel? Because I'm not going to take anybody else's word for it, and I'm going to suggest that you don't even take my word for it, that you get out your Bible, you study some of this through, and of course, are we going to be able to exhaust this entire subject today? Absolutely not. But I wanted to give you enough where you had a ton of hope and encouragement, especially as we are starting into the last month of the year. I cannot believe it's December already. Usually it doesn't sneak up on me, but I have to say it kind of got me this year. So as I was looking, I looked into the scripture, and do you know there's over 2,350 verses in the scripture in regard to prayer, or in regard to money. That's 10 times more than prayer. That was mind-blowing to me. And so I thought, well, evidently God wants to talk to us about money. I better pay attention. And so I wanted to know exactly where does my wealth come from. And wealth comes from God, who gives us the power or the ability to obtain it. So without God, we couldn't even have money. It tells us that in Deuteronomy 8:18, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you power, which is ability, strength, and might to make wealth and money, that he may confirm his covenant of blessing, which he swore or promised to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as it is this day. Do you know that after Abraham took and offered his sacrifice, took his tithe, and it actually says that in the word, took his tithe and gave it to Melchizedek, who was the pre-incarnate Jesus, that at that point is after that is when God made the covenant relationship with Abraham, and that's where he established his people. So evidently giving's pretty important. Evidently that we, from this word, we don't even have any power to make money except that it comes from the Lord and comes from God. But one thing I want to point out here, because a lot of people get stuck on the power and they get a little confused and miss this one point. And I'm going to go back and read it again. It says, for it is he who is giving you power. So he gives you the ability to make the wealth. It's not just going to fall out of the sky. I know we'd all like to walk outside and I said, okay, at 10 o'clock, everybody run outside because all your money's going to come, you know, falling just out of the sky from heaven. No, he gives us the power to make the wealth. So any ability, skill, trade, vocation, or anything that helps you earn an income is from God. God's the source for your paycheck, your promotion, and your wealth. He's also the source of your profit. It tells us in Isaiah 48:17 and 18, thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I'm the Lord your God who teaches you to profit and who leads you in the way you should go. If only you had paid attention to my commandments, then your well-being would be like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. So don't feel all bad and cruddy if you're thinking, well, gosh, yeah, I guess evidently I haven't obeyed on something because my wealth is not running like a river, and I want my righteousness to be like the waves of the sea. But right now, all we have to do is just accept that teaching, that God's teaching us how to profit, and he's going to lead us in the way we should go. So we have to trust and we have to obey that. You know, this scripture is especially important for those people that run their own businesses like us. God, not our partner. Here it's clearly stated in both of those verses, he is not our partner in business. He's the Lord and he's the king of the business. He's the big boss. We are just stewards accountable to him for the portion of the family business that he's entrusted to us. He knows how to make the profit, and he knows how to make it profit. And if we would just take our instructions from him, we'd be all set. And so that is why I'm doing what I'm doing, why I have formed the Christian Direct Seller, why I want to support you in all the ways of growing your business, because guess what? We already have the best instruction manual. It's the Bible. But sometimes we forget or we may not obey, and sometimes it gets us off track a little bit. So every week I'm going to come through and with some new training and some new teaching exactly about what the Word says about different areas of our business. You know, we've already talked about how to get our prayers answered and praying effective prayers, why our prayers aren't answered, how to expect the unexpected. And today we're talking about money because that's a really important part of making a business it really work and function well. You know, God knows how to develop your skills and to guide you to be in the right place at the right time. He teaches us to profit and leads us in the way that we should go. He's the one that gives us profit-making inspired ideas. If you don't have a profit-making inspired idea that jazzes you so much that you get out of bed ready to jump up and say hallelujah and praise and thank him for your great life, that you have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others and grow the kingdom at the same time, I want you to just put that as one of your prayer requests. That he gives you that profit-making inspired idea, whether it's within your business or outside of your business. Do you know that just one God-given idea can make you rich?
Right.
Not just rich with friends and blessing others, but rich. Rich with money. Rich with assets. And it's an okay thing. He gives us permission to do that as long as we don't make it a God or lift it up above God. Because you know what he wants? He wants to give us money so that it can work through us and go back into the kingdom. So let's talk about the giving and receiving part. You know, one thing to keep in mind is that God's word works irrespective of any circumstances. Doesn't matter what the circumstances are, God's word is always going to work. He promises he will not let it return void. He promises over and over that he's guarding it, and it's always going to work. That's where the laws of the universe come in. They're God's laws. One of God's principles on wealth is that when you give, he can begin to release his wealth back to you to meet all of your needs. I love this section of verses. It's 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 11. And this is out of the Message translation, which to me is really a modern translation, but sometimes I like to read it because it helps me figure out how would we say something like this in today's world. It says, remember, a stingy planter gets a stingy crop. A lavish planter gets a lavish crop. I want each of you to take plenty of time to think it over and make up your own mind on what you're going to give. That will protect you against sob stories and arm twisting. God loves it when the giver delights in the giving. God can pour on the blessings in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything and everything, more than just ready to do what needs to be done. And as the psalmist puts it, he throws caution to the wind, giving to the needy in reckless abandon. His right living, right giving ways never run out, never wear out. This most generous God who gives seed to the farmer that becomes bread for your meals is more than extravagant with you. He gives you something you can then give away, which grows into full-formed lives, robust in God, wealthy in every way, so that you can be generous in every way, producing with us great praise to God. Isn't that exciting? God blesses and gives abundantly back to the givers for the purpose of greater sowing into the kingdom, and God wants to entrust his wealth to those who will wisely give away more for his purposes. Now, I'm not saying just, you know, go and start throwing money out the window. Hey, everybody, here's the money. No, think about where God really wants you to put your money. You know, committed, faithful givers will see the cycle snowball because you can't outgive God. So, where should you give and what should you give? That's always the next question. We're to give 10% tithe to the storehouse where you get your spiritual food. That's your local church. And if you're not in a good Bible-believing church, I'm going to encourage you to really seek that out. just doing something like this or watching TV preachers is not the same. You don't get the same relationship. And God wants you to be in family and in relationship with him as well as his believers in your local area. That's why you're planted there. Where else should you give? Offering and seed money. And that you're free to sow into different ministries to further the kingdom, whatever your heart is telling you is the right thing to do. So, well, the next question I get frequently is, will giving and receiving work in difficult times? I don't know if I can afford to be able to give right now. I'm not even making it paycheck to paycheck. Well, let me tell you, you start tithing, the Lord's blessing and protection comes upon you, and he's going to give you more. I promise you that you will start seeing miracle after miracle. You'll see small blessing, small increase, sometimes big increase. But I promise you that when you tithe, you will always have more. So every day, the enemy of faith, which is fear, right? We know the opposite of fear is not courage, it's faith. But fear fights in the battlefield of your mind. And that's where all this kind of takes place. And if the enemy can get you stuck there and keep you from tithing, then he's got an open doorway. You're constantly faced with the decisions to trust God and his promises and faith or to function in fear apart from his promises. And this works for everything, not just around money in business. It works for every single one of his promises. Every day you make a choice, either exercising faith and feasting in the abundance of God's supply, or you give in to the devil with fear and you're going to suffer personal famine. It's just the way it is. So if you're in a time of personal famine, I want you to really think about it. You know, the choice is completely yours. God is a gentleman. He's not going to force you to do anything. The choice is yours. That's what he gave us, was choice. So nothing can stop God's promises except you. So will you choose faith over fear? Will you act out your faith by banking on God's promises by your giving? You know, the world teaches us, get all you can all you get, and then sit on the can. But the Word of God teaches, they that sow in tears will reap in joy. Yes, giving and receiving does work in difficult times. You can't afford not to give and to tithe. In Malachi 3, this is also from the Message translation this morning, it says, look, I'm sending, this is God talking, just so you know. He says, look, I'm sending you a messenger on ahead to clear the way for me. Suddenly, out of the blue, the leader you've been looking for will enter into his temple, and the one you've been waiting for is going to be there. Look, he's on his way. Yes, I'm on my way to visit you with judgment. I'll present compelling evidence against sorcerers, adulterers, liars, those who exploit workers, those who take advantage of widows and orphans, those who are inhospitable to the homeless, anyone and everyone who doesn't honor me. I'm God. Yes, I am. You know, I haven't changed. And because I haven't changed, you, the descendants of Jacob, still, that's speaking to us, have not been destroyed because I'm a person of my word. You have a long history of ignoring my commands. You haven't done a thing I've told you. Return to me so I can return to you, says the God of the angel armies. Yes, but how do we return? Well, starts off with you being honest. Do honest people rob God? But you rob me day after day. You ask, how have we robbed you? Well, the tithe and the offering, that's how. And now you're under a curse, the whole lot of you, because you're robbing me. Bring your full tithe to the temple treasury, so there will be ample provision in my temple. Test me in this. And God doesn't say to test him in very many places in the Word. So if he's saying you can test him on this, he wants to prove to you he's going to do it. Test me in this and see if I don't open up heaven itself to you and pour out blessings beyond your wildest dreams. For my part, I will defend you against marauders, protect your wheat fields and your vegetable gardens against plunderers. You're going to be voted the happiest nation. You'll experience what it's like to be a country of grace. Well, I don't know about you, but I get pretty excited when I think that God wants to bless me beyond my wildest dreams, because I have some pretty wild dreams, and I'll bet that you do too, and I want to be one of those happiest nations ever. Deuteronomy 28:12 says, the Lord will open for you his good storehouse. These are different financial success verses. And just so you know, I do have a huge collection of these included in the program that I have on my website that's called the Word on Business, Speaking Success Scripturally. It's got all kinds of scriptures that you can confess and declare, broken into different categories. This is just a couple of them that I took out of the financial section. This is Deuteronomy 28:12 that says, "The Lord will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens to bless all the work of your hands." Yeah. Can you imagine having everything that you do be blessed in your business? It can happen. Proverbs 28:20 says, "A faithful man will abound with blessings." Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus." 1 Chronicles 28:20 says, "Be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God of my God is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished." So it tells us that we need to be strong and courageous, and we need to do the work. Don't fear it all. Don't get discouraged. So if you're trying to get that appointment or that next booking and you're calling and calling, don't get discouraged. Hold on to this verse. Because the Lord God is with you, and he's not going to fail you or forsake you. He's not going to let it go or do anything as long as his work isn't finished. And lastly, the last verse for today is 3 John 1:2 that says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in good health, just as your soul prospers." Now, our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. So we need to make sure that to have that blessing, it's conditional here, that we need to make sure that our soul is prospering, our mind, our will, and our emotions through the renewing of our mind, through the Word of God. So I've got a financial confession that you can declare, and I got this from I Declare, Joel Osteen's book. It says, "I declare God's incredible blessing over my life." So I'm going to say these words over and over this week, just so you know. I'm going to repeat these, and I usually print these out, and I keep them on my computer or just above my computer on my bulletin board, so I can say this confession out loud, because when we hear the Word of God or we make a bold confession with our mouth, there's so much more power. "I declare God's incredible blessing over my life. I will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread increase. I will experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. It will elevate me to a level higher than I have ever dreamed of. Explosive blessings are coming my way." We're going to go ahead and turn off the recording. I want you to have a very blessed week, and we're going to move into our prayer time here for those of you that are live on the call. But God wants to bless you more than you could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine. I'd love to hear what your favorite ideas or tips or things you walked away with or took away from our Bible study call today. You can find us on the Christian Direct Seller fan page on Facebook. Know that I'm praying for each one of you each day. And for those of you that are live on the call, stay with me, because we're going to be praying specifically for your prayer requests and also offering up praise on your behalf. God bless you.